Each week in Our Turn at This Earth, author Julene Bear ponders questions she began asking as a young woman working beside her father, a third-generation High Plains farmer. Questions like how to make a living while also stewarding the land and water beneath our feet.
The Exploratory Impulse. At age 12, my older brother Bruce knew more about the native plants in our pasture and the birds in our windbreak than I would learn by the time I was 30. I brought his wrath down on my head once for placing stamps of cardinals and woodpeckers, muskrats and badgers, crookedly, poorly torn, and in the wrong spaces, in his Junior Audubon Society booklet. But for the most part, I didn't share my brother's drive to understand the natural world. Today, I wonder why it took me so long to develop an interest in the big outdoors beyond the farmyard. Certainly, my parents gave Bruce freer rein and protected me more because I was a girl. I also had few, if any, examples, in children's books or locally, of female adventurers. But for whatever reason, adventurousness and curiosity seemed to be innate in my brother, while they needed a jump start in me. I've spoken here before about the jolt that awakened my outdoor spirit, which in my case took diving into a frigid mountain lake. By then, I was living in California, so I did most of my roving in the deserts and mountains there. I got my first opportunity to apply my awakened exploratory impulse back home when I returned to Kansas and farmed with my father for a while in my 30s. Only then did I discover the places where Bruce used to go fishing at 14, breaking his driving permits only to school and back rule. Still today, whenever I manage a trip home, I drive the back roads in search of water, wildlife, and a whiff of the more spirited times before my people arrived, when Indians hunted bison on the flat divides above Ogallala-fed streams. Speaking to an anthropology class at a Western Kansas junior college a few years ago, I was dismayed to discover that, of 8 or so students, only one had ever ventured beyond town to explore the land. They hadn't visited an Indian campsite or taken a drive in the Beaver Valley, where giant native cottonwoods and hackberries shade streams that still run and ducks swim in glassy, tannin-stained pools. They hadn't fished or waded at Cumberland, another Thomas County oasis far out of town. They hadn't caught minnows, crawdads, frogs, or turtles with a net, attempted to identify an unfamiliar bird, or noticed that the breeze rustling the leaves of the cottonwoods sounded like running water. Growing up in a rural town, surrounded by countryside, they were no more familiar with or curious about nature than inner-city kids who'd never gone hiking or camping. "Wake up! Go! Get excited!" I wanted to tell them, even though I knew that it had taken a clear, cold lake surrounded by a million acres of wilderness to do that for me. Wishing them a metaphoric lake to dive into, I left the campus that day and did what I do every time I have a free moment in Kansas. Drove out to the countryside to see what I could discover.
Julene Bear is the author of 1 Degree West and the Ogallala Road. For links to her books and other essays, visit julenebear.com. Our Turn at This Earth is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Julene Bear and produced by Angie Hafley. More episodes can be found online at hppr.org.